Blog Talk Radio.
That was Mel C. McKnight with Come to My Party. And it's still going on. It's a hot cut. I actually want to come to his party. Okay, I guess we can listen to the long version. Okay, so here we are with Center Stage. I don't know what's going on, y'all. I'm flying solo tonight. What's up with that? It's okay. I'm used to being alone. But hopefully not for too long. Hopefully we're going to get some callers to call in and do some do their little shout-outs, represent themselves and what they do. This is Center Stage. It's open mic night tonight. We want you to call in. Call-in number is 646-716-7994. Call in, spit, say your poetry, sing, do what you do. We want to hear from you. We want to hear the talent. We want to hear everything that's going on out there. Maybe we can hook you up with the BBS Value Tour. We're looking for originality and something special to take nationwide. And that's exactly what this is. Center Stage, getting up and close and personal with the organizing committee of the BBS Value Tour, getting up close and personal with the featured artists of the BBS Value Tour, not just spoken word artists and singers, but visual artists, all kinds of artists, writers, dancers, just anything, you name it. We got Brian O'Neill, he's bringing the jazz, and you know, we got Rebecca Jenkins, who's supposed to be on the line with us tonight, so we'll just see what's going on. So like I said, I'm flying solo. You know, not always used to being alone. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. But tonight we're just going to fly and see what's happening. Today we're also going to have Al Bay, the Honorable Al Bay of SIK Management. He's going to join us and tell us a little bit about what he does. I checked out his website. It looks interesting. So hopefully you guys can be down and support him. We'll give out the information about him later. And so like I said, flying solo, but that's all right, Steven. I ain't mad at you. So like I said, open mic night tonight. The number is 646-716-7994. Oh, yeah, we're also going to see if we can catch up with Jacqueline Taylor Adams. She's trying to put some things down in Philadelphia right now, getting ready for the October Gallery. October Gallery this weekend is hot. Black artists and artists worldwide. Just come down. If you're in the Philly area, come down to the Leah Core Center and try to support this event. You get to meet Ice-T and his wife Coco, Darren Hansen, Ella Joyce. I think Ralph Carter is going to be there. So just if you can, get on down there. We're going to get some of the information out about that in the chat room. So just come on down and try to represent. And we're just going to go ahead and play some more music and try to create a little bit of vibe up in here, because we're going to be waiting for you to call in and show us what you got. So thanks for rolling with us for another evening. Center Stage, we got a hot show for you. And we're going to get a little political and rough with it, and so we're going to go with Gotta Roll by Brothers Keepers. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
While you are black intellectuals trying to integrate, white oppressors annihilate. Black people, black countries, black futures, do you really want freedom? While preachers teach them to lean not to thine own understanding, while rocking away into death, fake soldier boys or American gangsters fill prisons due to ignorance. No time left, get free or die trying, cause we gotta roll.
I gotta roll, I gotta roll, I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll, I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. Move me a old lockdown, burn it down, get them out. Rap, burn out, lockdown, it's a wretch and turn it out. The gin of six, Halliburton getting rich. Marcus did some stuff with a snap, crack, a pop, pop, drop, and lock. Boom. White supremacy oppression, you and me, real. No time for no blame with no effort on my chest. So watch me shoot at this for my people being oppressed.
I gotta roll, I gotta roll,
I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
We trying to set our people free, but you down.
Look, you gotta stop the sale,
get some cops up on my block.
Ain't got no time for no Xbox.
Lock my mind,
I gotta stay up on my grind.
Ain't got no time to let go.
Time we in a vine of stupidity. With that TV, VH1, Flavor Flav, MTV, and BET.
Go,
watch your spinners roll while we hit. Stop so player, go.
Let no shave thing while we get knocked up.
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll.
trying to catch up on my freedom. You ain't know. Why you pimping them? I gotta roll. Why that monkey is showing? I gotta roll. Since my mind is distracted, I gotta roll. While oppression is happening, I gotta roll. While we ride to that good funk, bounce and we get crunk. Lean and we walk and we on that good. On that good funk. Love when that drunk. Eat and we drink and we splurge in the street truck. Half of us still living dumb. Unemployment growing up. Brothers getting pulled over. I gotta roll.
Mothers and fathers, while you at the club shining, your sons and daughters are dying. Car rims, misguided priorities, sports team affiliations, man, their weapons of mass distraction, but yo dumb, keep buying. What about freedom? What about justice? What about equality? What about our history? Man, I guess y'all don't give a damn about that. Man, I gotta roll, 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 roll.
I gotta roll, I gotta roll, I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll, I gotta roll, I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll, I gotta roll, I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll.
From the concrete, sounds pound, hip hop, soul, R&B. Young girls on the stoop listening to tweet. Well, I try to orchestrate lyrically. When will we advance spiritually? Everybody party to hostility. What about our children's ability? What good love and responsibility do I see? It's kinda crazy though. Oh, what we make love through the radio. Oh, through the radio. This is for your spirit on a lonely day. Ease your mind if a friend just passed away. Relax, your car just crashed today. Take a hot shower, let it wash away. Everything is sweet, though, can't be stressed. Let go and let God realize you're blessed. The vibes through your head and massage your neck. Listen to some Donnie play a game of chess. Let your vision manifest, I know it gets crazy, yo. Give yourself a rest as we make love through the radio. Just turned 9. Heard that your best friend just got signed. Brother out of jail and he's so refined. Got engaged yesterday, though taking your time. Grandma baked your favorite apple pie. Grandpa's recovering, he ain't gonna die. Finally move on, leaving troubles behind. Just stop smoking, quit eating swine. Taking out your nephew, man, that's cool. To celebrate a graduate of grammar school. Give a pound to your man, give a hug to your lady. So y'all can go home and make love through the radio. On the radio.
Okay, everybody, what's up? What you was just listening to is Amun Mirage, Love on the Radio. Pretty nice. I think I'm not alone anymore. Steven, you with me? Steven, are you with me?
You are not alone. I am here with you.
That is too funny. Thank you, brother. But that's all right, you know. I'm a little upset you showed up. I thought it was gonna be all about me tonight. So, you
man.
Know. Now I gotta share center stage now.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad you made it. So what's up,
John McCain?
How's your week?
John McCain had my internet locked up, so I couldn't get in like I wanted to.
Yeah, that's never nice. Never.
But yeah, weekend was good, of course. Tuesday night was even better.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I heard that.
Yeah, yeah. And
did you go vote, or are you just going to try to act like you did?
No, I did the early thing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, did you? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right, early, on time, provisional, whatever. It worked.
Exactly, and of course it's good because in this system, you know, you can't get proof anyway, so.
Yeah. For sure. Okay.
It's all
that
good.
Is so
I'm glad to be here, of course, on center stage with you, Lady Liana, and the rest of our folks out there.
Yeah, yeah. We got Ebiz in the house, Edwina Water.
All right. Hey,
doing
Edwina.
Doing our marketing, doing it up live, proud and strong for the BBS Value Tour. So we're happy to have her with us. Let me check the chat. We got some guests hanging around, so that's always nice. Like I was telling everybody, it's open mic night. So give us a call because we want to hear what you do. And we just kind of trying to represent the October Gallery and what's going on with that this weekend. It's just huge. You know, get out there and support the artwork and listen to the entertainment. I know there's a lot of vendor booths going on out there. And if you just kind of go down there and check out what's going on, maybe you can find some specials and some deals on some artwork and just buy the black art and hand it down in the family line because that's, like Jacqueline says, let me repeat her because it's so true. Those are storytellers. And,
mm-hmm.
That is powerful. It's so true. They capture a time and an era, and it just holds time. It just holds place in history forever. So it's really important. We need the support and something like that. And like I was saying, you know, y'all got some Ice-T fans. Ice-T
right.
and Coco representing. I myself love me some Special Victims Unit. So Ice-T is out there representing with his wife Coco, Ella Joyce. If you guys don't remember Ella Joyce played Rock's wife on the sitcom Rock. And Ralph Carter, Little Michael from Good Times, all grown up. I think he's got a theater now. So just go out and represent and meet those people and check out what they're doing. Hopefully we'll hear from Jacqueline tonight so we can see how things are going. She's trying to kick things off, and I know she's holding it down there in Philly. So,
you know what?
We got a call on the line. Oh, I'm sorry. You had something to say? Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say, I want to say hey to Edwina. I'm still waiting for my complimentary pen or coaster or something now.
That's, hey, I heard that. That's right. That's right.
I'm,
you got
I'm on your team now, Edwina. You know what I'm saying? Holla at you, boy.
I think she's gonna say something pretty soon in the chat room. Yeah, she got a lot of goodies. That's for sure. She got to get that bag together and get it over to you really quickness.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That's cool. Okay, mm-hmm. So you know we're just going to open up the lines and take our first caller. I think this is Al Bay. He might be calling in a little bit early, but that's okay. It's open mic night. It's fun, and let's just do what we do. So let's see who the caller is on the line. Is this the Honorable Al Bay rolling with us tonight?
Yes, it is. Good evening out there. How are you?
Good evening. I'm very good. So did you get my last email?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
Okay, good. I'm so sorry I got that to you late, but it's all good. And you showed up a little early, and that's we like that. That's okay.
Okay, as long as that's acceptable. I beg your pardon. We were debating over the time. I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah, no,
it's
completely acceptable. We're glad to have you here. Yeah, and so I was looking at your website. First of all, I'd just like to say, wow, phenomenal website, graphics, art, with the pictures, everything. It's just wonderful, the images, everything. And I'd like you to tell the audience who you are and what you do. Tell us all about that fabulous website, and we're going to give it a shout-out in the chat room so people can link.
All right. Well, I am Honorable Albay Esquire. I am the co-chair of Stability is Key Management, Inc., and Stability is Key International Affairs Corporation, USA. We specialize in some of the more strategic concepts found in our community, based either in the church or outside of the church, whether it's local, state, or national affairs. We're here, and we participate openly with legislation as well as other key issues in our community, such as, when it comes to, like, different grants, we deal in areas of that. And, you know, it just really depends. Our website really customized to be able to take on any of the challenges that people can throw at us. Maybe we can come with some, you know, concepts or some objectives that would be useful. So, you know, that's what we do.
Okay, so basically, for people like me who are a little slow, a little challenged, okay. So what you do is when people are trying to get things together, when they're trying to get some kind of a grant, maybe because it looked like you had a little bit of marketing on there, you come up with the concepts and the ideas and kind of the outline and helping them get that strategically.
That's an awesome way to put it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Raise money, you know, fundraising and things like that.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, okay. And so basically when you say whatever the problem and you throw it at them, they throw it at you, you come up with a way to get it done, get the money, get the backing, the sponsor. Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. But specifically, I'm a mediator jurist, so I operate under public law, and I'm able to assist in mediating certain community issues also. So where you can't find necessarily a competent jurisdictional authority, within the jurisdiction of PINS, we can operate and help you. You know, we can come up with some, you know, concepts that the law will afford you, and we can, you know, bind some of these things that hold us back, you know, whether it's conflicts in your business, whether it's conflicts in the community, tenants, landlords, mortgages, et cetera. I mean, we can come up with these concepts to solve, you know, and we can help. I know that we can help. And, yeah, financing is the open, broader perspective of it, but, yeah. You put it exactly the way it is. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, wonderful. That's an incredible effort that you guys have come up with, and it's community-oriented, and you said primarily based out of the church. You said something about the church. What is the church affiliate?
There are, yeah. We've worked with the United States Council of Bishops. They were the last council to meet with the late John Paul II before his passing, and they are operating under the Methodist Church. And we've operated with other factions of you know, clerical faith, everyone from T.D. Jakes to to the I was just thinking of his name. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
He's a prelate. He's the present prelate of. I guess you guys are not out here, so let me see.
You guys.
The one from.
I'm out here.
I'm talking to my chairman.
I'm in California myself.
Oh, you're in California, too?
Yeah, I'm in the Inland Empire.
Trying to think. Where's I just his name? Yeah, Blake. What's his name? Bishop
Blake. Yeah, Bishop Blake.
I was trying to
West
think
Angeles.
Of his first name. That's why I couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're, you know, different PEI projects, yeah, with Project Ethiopia Initiative and other things of that nature. Yeah, I just couldn't think of his first name. I'm so sorry.
No, that's
okay.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, it just depends, you know, it really just depends. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're here. We're here to help the community, and we're open to all suggestions of how we can be of service, you know, all suggestions.
And business owners and things, just anything, you know.
Of course, yes. Because we've got to know what the community is working on. You know, if we all know as a collaborative where we're going, you know, we have a better foresight for our future, you know, and it helps. You know, all of those things help. Information is power, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay, and so... Okay, I don't want to hog the show. Steven, you have any questions? Because it's very interesting, especially for something on the West Coast in our area like this. You know, I'm just really happy to know that you exist.
Thank you. I'm very happy to know that you exist. Yeah, this is a wonderful medium. This is an absolutely wonderful medium. I'm very new to your BBS circuit, and you know, I'm very complimentary to BBS and the BBS community for all of what they've shown me as far as, you know, diversity networking is concerned. Yeah, so
wonderful.
I definitely give that shout out before he gives his question. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, well, greetings, Honorable Al Bay. I'm just sitting back, really just taking it in. This is my first time being connected with the information. But I'm definitely impressed with what I'm hearing. And I guess my initial question is, what are the plans or where do you see your efforts, you know, over the next year? What are some of the things that you all are looking to do as far as getting, you know, becoming more aware among our community, the services that you provide? What are some of the things that you're looking to achieve over the next, you know, let's say 6 months to a year time?
Thank you. That's a very good question. Is that your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, actually, our company, we usually operate in what we call 90-day cycles, and those cycles allow us to be able to engage, you know, kind of a diverse area of multi-venture management objectives within a particular time frame. So right now, what we happen to be working with is, just as I had mentioned, is the Universal Gospel Group. That's one of our partnerships right now, where gospel is trying to meet Hollywood. And, you know, we're operating with Brother Steve Productions and some of the other individuals out of the Universal Music Group. And,
oh, that's fantastic. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you out. Were you out there in Burbank
yeah.
on the other weekend?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
I was one of the panelists, in fact.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I was one of the panelists on their panel.
Okay, continue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine. But, yeah, you know, so that's one, you know, entity that we've come into full engagement with just as of late. And let's see, you know, we have the 4MT program, which is sponsored by IntelliKey. And you can find that at IntelliKey.com or, you know, by going to our link on our website.
Okay,
and,
let me go ahead and put that in chat room. N-I-N-T-E-L-E?
E-N-T-E-L-E-C-H-Y.
Okay, I'm sorry, E-I-N.
E-N, just E-N.
Oh, E-N,
T-E.
T-E.
C-H.
C-H.
Oh, I forgot the L.
Okay,
E-N-T-E.
That's okay.
E-N-T-E.
E-N-T-E. Uh-huh.
It's in tele, so it's almost like E and then the telephone, the same way
okay.
you would spell telephone, and then T, C-H.
Mm-hmm.
Y.
Y.
Dot com. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, IntelliKey. You see how that spells?
IntelliKey.com.
It's really hard. I'm so sorry about that.
No, don't worry
but,
about it.
Yeah,
we just want to make sure we want to give someone a live link so they can check it while they're in the chat room.
Oh, exactly,
okay,
exactly.
Uh-huh.
So that's our mental toughness program where we're kind of supporting the California State Parks and
uh-huh.
some of their outdoors programs with our community and our youth. And the mental toughness is where it's you know, sponsored by Santa Barbara City College at present. And we've been working with them on some of their mental toughness training. And it's sort of an outreach program that
mm-hmm.
caters to some of the challenges that you find in your normal executive or personal and private development. You know, when you're going through education or when you're going through a change in your career pattern or you know, even a field or a specialty. You know, sometimes you run into roadblocks, and this program specializes in assisting individuals in getting over the hump, so to speak. As we say, get over it, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get over it and
yeah.
keep it moving.
And keep it moving. You're very good. Yeah. And then number three, because I said 90 days, sir, and that was your
right.
question.
Mm-hmm.
Number three would be, let's see, who's as of late? I don't know if I want to say that one, but we have a tequila sponsor that we've been working with as of lately.
you said tequila sponsor? You don't know if you want to say that?
Well, I didn't, you know.
Well, you said
yeah.
whatever they throw at you, brother. So.
Okay, well, you know, yeah, we
Wrong
have a
folks show around here.
Yeah, okay, I can talk about tequila. Okay, well, we have a tequila sponsor by the name of El Folgenero Tequila. Yeah, and that's E-L-F-O.
Okay, say that again.
G-O. El Folgenero Tequila.
Okay.
And you can E L.
Mhm.
F O.
F O.
G-O.
Oh, it's S-S and Sam O.
Yeah, elephant, let me see, lemon.
Yeah, E-L-F-O.
And then you go, yeah, Frank, October, yeah, gopher. I mean, it just depends because we're live, so I just want to make sure that they can get it.
Yeah.
Echo, and so Folgenero, NERO.com. And it's a tequila. We have Reposada, which is gold. And then we have an Anejo, which is a very dark, smooth. And then we have the white, which is a Blanco. And that's
okay,
the
well,
one
they can
that,
find
you know,
out all of these wonderful tequilas on your website.
They can link to our website or,
okay,
or
what's the
you
website?
Know.
Let's do that again. Well, let's do that for the first time. I've seen it already.
Of course. Oh, okay. www.s as in Sam, I as in Ink, K as in King, management.com. SIKmanagement.com. Yes.
Yep. We got it. And the SIK is. Stands for something. I forgot what it was.
Stability is key.
Yes. Okay. Stability is
yes.
key. That is so correct. Is key. Okay. So you said that was the second one. You're you're propping the tequila. So.
Yeah. We just you know we wanted to give them a shout out. We understand that through the El Folgenero brand, Keisha Cole and Nessie have picked up an endorsement. And they'll be looking for some sponsorship for their present reality show that's featuring on BET.
Okay,
so we wanted to just give them a shout-out since they were very close to us here, and we said that we would. We're very thankful. We're very thankful.
Okay, and so the 90-day, and then was there another? I think that that was the 60.
I think that was number three.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, my good sir?
Yes, sir, most definitely. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you dialoguing with me on this. You know,
the company is really well-rounded. I see that. I mean, yeah, let's see here.
We've been in service for some years. The chairman, Sir Jarrell Hill, M.E.D., he's a master of education. He is one of the chairmen of the Business Advisory Council for the Republican National Committee.
Okay.
And he's on the link. You can find him there on the website. And he's been very, very faithful to the community for some years. He's been, you know, very active in the community in Pasadena specifically in conducting curriculum assessments and, you know, different facets of education there in Pasadena for some years. And, our team has put together a lot of concepts that we can use even for later. I think that's the biggest issue that I want to know that people will be looking forward to is future. You know, now that we have changes in our government, for the positive, I'll say, you know, it's just time. You know, they should be looking for long-term solutions, and that's why we're here. You know, that's what it's all about. So, just giving a shout-out to my chairman, of course, but, you know, we work together on a lot of these issues. You know, just to help. So please visit our website, dialogue with us, let us know. You can even text message us if you wanted to do the text.
Yes, I sure do.
We do the texting.
Okay. Is it Yahoo?
Yeah,
size?
But you got to tell me what it is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think I'm technology.
No.
Technology.
Is it technology.com?
Yeah. I'm thinking MSN, like instant messaging.
Oh, yeah. But tell me the texting. I'm sorry. I'm just talking to my guy over here.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you
know what texting. Yeah. He's just giving me a hard time. I have mobile texting on our website.
Oh, okay. Mobile texting.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
He's giving me a hard time. I need it. I can't look at it right now. He's going to give it to me. So, yeah.
Yeah, I really encourage everyone to check out this website. It is absolutely, I mean, it has an importance behind it, a very serious value, but it's hot. This website is kicking. It really is. It's very nice, and it's pleasurable, and it is. It's got a lot of information, and you guys have a blog, too, as well.
Yes, we're establishing our blog. I'm trying to you know, dust off my keyboard and keep up. Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. So, basically, the what I'd like to know is the birth of the company. Whose vision? How did that come about?
You know, I love telling this story. And if you'll even give me 2 seconds to tell it, I'll tell it. Let me see. The concept of Stability is Key was ordained and established back in 2000 by Jarrell Hill. And it was his vision, and he had the concept of taking it into the music and entertainment arena, wherein we had artists such as Jay Streets and Isaac Bruno, what they call Ike B., and we participated with the Winter Music Conference and other conferences of that nature. Upon my acceptance of the position of the executive director, we came into the function of Stability is Key International Affairs Corporation, USA. And so my international affairs and my mediation background, as well as his management background and education, et cetera, brought forth a new brainchild. You know, and from 2001 forward, we've been in active participation with all genres of management, you know, as I always go back in, you know, local, state, and national affairs, et cetera, because our two specialties tie well in, you know, tie so well in together that it gives an opportunity for us to be of wide use. I mean, you know, you have one that's an educator, you have another one who's a mediator, jurist. You know, we sit together, we can come up with some concepts. You know, education is always controversial, so, it's just how it works, you know, and it ties well together. It really does. The marriage of concepts and the marriage of philosophies, you know, work very well together. I agree. Yeah. So that's a basic nutshell. And our website, you know, totally bespeaks to these points, where we've gone, you know, where we've been, and how we're leading into the future. You know, and everything is about our future, the future of our children specifically, but the future of ourselves as a people, you know, is very important, you know, because humanity is, you know, a lot of people don't take care of their health and, you know, they don't know. I've heard different things, and I don't mean to be all pushy, but I've heard things to the effect of if you don't learn something by the age of 30, you won't learn it ever.
Wow.
So, you know, they call it delayed intelligence or something to that effect. You know, it's scary. It's very scary.
Yeah,
so we as a community have got to team together.
I'm
absolutely
to
scary. You know, but no, I mean, it's just, and that's a wide range of issues, you know.
You
can pick up one discipline tomorrow that will carry you into the next stage of your life. So it just, you know, it really just depends. You know, Jay-Z says you can pay for school, but you can't buy class. You know, it's something else, you know. So it just depends, you know. And you know, our hood philosophers are always well appreciated, you know. It just depends, you know, it really just depends. But there are a lot of concepts that you come in counter with that we can deal with if people would just be willing to learn or be willing to make that sacrificial change, if that be the case. And that's what Stability is Key is standing here to do, help you reach your maximum potential. You know, it's not an issue.
Right.
Yeah, you can text, you can mobile text to SIK
3434.
Yeah, and you can mobile text to us and, you know, respond to you that way too. And see, that's the whole thing. We want to be of service. So we've tried to use as many mediums as possible. But
any
you
means,
give up this.
By any means necessary. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah, we sound like him sometimes. I'm telling you the truth. If you want to talk about the state of African American affairs, we want to be the first people you call. You know, just talk to us first. You know, don't go to some other scholar who's going to give you a degree in African American studies. Talk to our people first. You know, we have some real. That's just where it is. Okay, I'll be nice.
I mean, really. I mean, with all this information right here, nobody has no excuse. Not to be able to get in touch with you. Spend all the positiveness out here, okay?
I'll say.
Steven, you got any more questions? We got a caller on. We got Edwina on the line with us. Edwina.
Yeah.
What's up, girl?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
What's up?
All
this positive energy kicking tonight, okay? I can't stand it. Steven, you got any more dialogue for our guest?
Well, I would just quickly on kind of like a sidebar, Brother Bay.
Sure.
In particular, do you or can you touch, if at all possible, on the national identification card that's available to our people? Do you have any knowledge?
Would you like
that?
Me to support it? Are you asking me to endorse it?
Well, I'm just asking, do you have any information on that?
I do.
Okay.
And I can give good links to that if you'd be willing to email me personally. I would definitely be willing to give links to that, and that would be no problem. Now, I'm very familiar with individuals who are using the nationality identity card.
Already.
Okay.
And there are different types, though, and that's what I'd like to make sure that if I were to give any credo to anything that our Moors are doing, you know, domestically or even nationally, let's be clear on that.
Okay.
It's a unified effort. May I ask who's speaking specifically? Who is this?
This is Brother Stephen Biko here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, grace and peace. Okay,
yes,
all right. Well, we on open line, so I won't greet you in our normal fashion,
yes,
but you
sir.
Understand
yes.
what I'm saying.
I understand,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But also, could you please give out website information again and ways
for
our
could you, ma'am?
Yes, I sure. Yes, definitely. Not a problem at all. It's Let me start that again. www.sikmanagement.com.
That's it.
Okay, so you're not gonna talk about the national ID card. You just kind of.
Well, you want me to speak to it? If you want me to speak to it, I can. Well, the efforts that I understand are through the Moorish National Identity Council. Now, you know, there are different areas of Moors. Now, I don't want to speak to anything that's incorrect. I want to be standing in truth at all times.
Okay.
So if this is the same order, I understand that they are teaching nationality by way of your Moorish heritage through either the Wachita or through your other roots that are found here in the United States through the different classes of bays, and you're being allowed to demonstrate by a nationality card which identifies you according to your proper legal lawful status here in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're taking you through the paces, so to speak. And I understand that, you know, it is a good civic and local law lesson that is worthy of every man. Every man should know the truth. I believe that, you know, and, you know, I support it. I support it in any way. I have certain individuals that I understand, Yana L. Bay, as I understand it, who's acting as the Grand Secretary. You know, there are different individuals that I'm familiar with, but I can neutrally only give information. I cannot specifically endorse the nationality card. I will give as much positive information as I can, though. Okay.
Yes, sir. And Brother Bay, I give thanks for that. The reason that I bring it forward is just because in this day and time, we have to always use every opportunity that we can to just let our people know that information is available, that there are alternatives to, you know, the way that we have been used to thinking, and that we've got to always broaden our mind and our awareness to what's going on, you know, in our reality. So that's why I brought it forward, you know. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I definitely wanted to hear.
Oh, all is well. Well, you know, as you bring light to the nationality card, I bring light to the Judicial District of Tens, and I bring light to the proper jurisdictional district that we have in accordance with the proper office of the people that we've been standing in for some years, available under public law. And, you know, 97-280, you know, and we've been here for a very long time, you know, waiting to be proactive participants in our civic affairs, you know. So, you know, please know, we are here to participate within our family structure and within our family unit. And that's what I bespeak. I want to come neutral because I want all and everyone to understand that we are here for a purpose. You know, we come to bring the law. We don't come to change it, you know. So.
Okay. Well, Edwina, do you have any questions for our guest tonight?
No, I don't have any questions. I kind of came in late in the conversation because, you know, I'm doing what I do. But I do, I see that you do, I see on the website it says mobile texting.
Yes, Do you want that again?
That out. Uh-huh.
Now, is that a service that you offer, or is that just to get into start receiving text messages in regards to the services that you provide?
You can text us. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Did you finish your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You can text us, or it basically gives you an opportunity to link to me directly. Let's say during the business day you want to shoot me a question, you know, and you may have some ideas or some concepts that maybe we can dialogue on. This is a neutral way for you to be able to shoot me a general question that we would be, myself or my partner would be able to bounce back to you. Now, please understand, our website is hosted through, well, one of the partners on our website, let's say that way. He can arrange that for you if you wanted to do that, set up mobile texting or something like that. And if you just drop us an email, I can give you his information to arrange that for you. Are you interested in that service also?
Actually, I have mobile texting. I've started to utilize mobile texting. It's an excellent advertising tool. I mean, who doesn't have a cell phone? So I've started a mobile marketing campaign. It drives a lot of traffic to you. It's just a phenomenal program. So it's something that I'm starting out. I already have approximately like about 900 phone numbers or text numbers in my database. So that's something that I'm starting to utilize. I would love some information. The company that I have is just a basic company that I had, and I've been holding on to these phone numbers for some time, not even using them, you know, not even knowing how powerful they are. And then I started doing research and found out how powerful they were. So, I'll send you an email, and I'll see what type of program you have. There's a couple of them that I'm searching, but I will get your email and information and go that route.
Please do. You can check my now, how do you link, if I can ask a general question, does anyone know, how do we link our BBS contact? Do we just steer them to BBS and they punch me out that way, or how does that work?
I'm on your website, so I do see all the information on your website, but I will.
If you try to email me from the website, I just wanted to make this clear. I'm a mediator jurist, so I don't receive usually private communications. You have to send it to my email because they don't want you to send anything that could be of a legal nature or something like that through the company general website. So I would have to give you my email. If you want that, I'll give it publicly or whatever.
Is that the 77?
Please, I can go to the site.
Yeah, that's it. No, give to her. You want now? She can give to you.
Yeah, I'll take it now.
Okay.
You want me to put it in the chat room?
Please.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's allbay77 at gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay. And so everybody listening, you can link directly to Honorable Al Bay at albay77@gmail.com, and it's in the chat room if you need it as well. So that's cool. We got a little networking going on here. That's what it's all about. All right. That's cool.
So,
we got some other stuff. Sorry, go right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, did I answer your question, ma'am?
Yes, sir, you did. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Cool. I'm happy to have her come aboard, call in. We got some other people calling in. And so I want to get to the other callers, but I want to go ahead and finish with you. Another thing I want to know is what brought you to the BBS Value Tourneying site? We're happy to have you there and put your profile up. So how'd you hear about us? How'd you come about knowing about us and putting your profile up?
I was BBS. Well, you know what? I received the email through BBS. So it was already someone who linked into BBS and was just kind of giving a shout-out. And I wanted to be sure that I just participated in any way possible. You know, the whole point of BBS, as I understand it, is to reach our specific demographic. So that's what we're going to do here, you know, and that's what my purpose is. So in any way that I can reach out to our people as one unified soldier, I guess, we're going to do what we got to do, you know, and I'm very happy. Yeah, I'm very happy to know of BBS and even, you know, the center stage. You know, this is awesome. You know, this is absolutely awesome.
It really is. Yeah, I mean, you're family now, so we might call you again in the future, okay?
Well, please do.
We're always going to want to know the progress of your company and how functional and positive and growing it does in the community, so... Yeah,
well, visit us every 90 days, if you will, if not every week, because we're always changing.
I don't have a problem with that at all. Okay, so One of the last things I would like to ask you, unless Stephen has another question or anything like that. I don't like to
take center stage too much.
Okay. So what we want to ask you is our last kind of like a little philosophical question. You have 30 seconds and the whole world is listening. You have their attention. What is it that you want to communicate to them?
Take care of your bodies, because that's your temple.
Okay.
And your temple is what's going to lead you into the new day and the new dawn. If you don't drink water, as some will know as a divine philosophy, you will not be prepared for what tomorrow will bring you. So I would say that with a straight face. That's it.
Okay. Okay. It takes you from the beginning to the end. Well, we thank you
ma'am.
So much. We thank you so much. You can hang around. We would love to have you hang around, and you can keep putting input and keep having conversation with us. We're going to take a little bit of break, play a little bit of something, and then we're going to come back to our callers. So you guys hold on. Don't hang up, because it's open mic night tonight, and we want to hear you. We want to hear what you got to say. So right now we're going to play a little something for you. We got Blood Money by Awake Zen Aura, An Infinite Life. Okay? So hold on for us.
Do.
Do 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 do
do
do
do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do
do do do do
do do do do do
do do.
What the dollar bill is made of. Malleable, indestructible in the permanent press cycle of my washing machine. Secrets permanently pressed beneath the seams from the heat of the dryer. Crisp, thin. I think it's skin. Skin like the skin that you're in. Perfect canvas of carbonated melanin. You trade me for food and rocks, while Caucasians trap me for melanin drops in Mexico to cure their melanoma. Sarcoma of the mind. Subliminal messages traced in the bark of the acacia tree masonically by the seventh pyramid seal on the back of the bill. Synaptically cut off the mother of nations that has no sensory perception that her greatness is real. Confused by those who filleted our ancestors' outer garments to make lampshades. All for that. All for that. Dollar, dollar bill, dollar bill. For high priest papyri makers who refuse to translate esoteric truths. Colorful reminders of the thousands of youths that go missing every year, guarded by the owl in the corner. Mitigating barcode Francis over the enslaved who never came across the seas in European ships, but in the back pockets of capitalists. Traded today for freedom, traded today for comfort, for freedom. The presence of your ancestors that you crave, circulated worldwide, so for days you may see the world from behind bars or through the perforations of green, acquiring false wealth to mask yourself in a cloak of bills like Ric Flair's. Woo! But where's the dagger in the thug's swagger, sniffing cocaine lines through the rolls of your self-esteem across your grandmother's face, and you ponder The next time you extract that dollar bill from your pocket and it's wet, think about it. Is it her tears or sweat?
Hidden mystery without a doubt. Asiatics never figure out. Teach them to fold it just like a book. And on the inside they'll never look. I wonder why so many must die. Running around chasing American life. Now backed by gold or silver it's true. The real value to the village is. And then I heard just the other day. They got a brand new 50 on the way. I could have sworn I saw your face. You saw the silver in the face. You saw the dollar bill. Yeah. Makes me wonder why. So many people disappearing every year. Yeah, yeah. They get their face on the dollar bill.
Hello everyone, my name is Donna McKeithen and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxrayodusint.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Okay, that was Donna McKeithen with Exodus International. You guys are going to want to hook up with her, get your travel and tourism on, because she can hook up some things for you, get you at the right place, the right time, and the right price. Okay, so we're back with our callers. We lost some callers on the line, but we still got some hot people in the on the line tonight anyway, so we can just keep it moving and keeping it going. So, Edwina, you hanging with us, and I know you don't like that interview thing. But that's okay, you with us. It's open mic night tonight, so go ahead and shout out your company. Tell everybody what you do so fabulously.
I'm an online advertising marketing company. Basically, we do primarily the email blast. We're doing mobile marketing where we send your information out through text messaging or SMS to our database of 900 plus and growing, which is really cool. My database primarily for that is California, but I do have an East Coast database as well. EBIS Marketing, or me, Edwina, I sit on the chair for the marketing committee on the VBS Value Tour. I also am an executive board member of the International DJ Trade Association. And I'm on the marketing committee for Juneteenth America. So kind of busy lately here.
You're moving and shaking.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really busy among the other hats that I wear that have nothing to do with marketing. But we're doing some exciting things. We just linked up with an online community out here in Los Angeles. That we'll be putting some information out about soon, which I'm actually really excited about. And actually, I'll go ahead and give them a shout-out right now. It's called UrbanAngels.com or UrbanAngelus.com. I'll put it in
okay,
the
Okay, I was going to say, can I put that in the chat? What's it called again?
Yeah, I'll let me go in and I'll type it in
okay.
so that you can see it. It's Urban and then Angeles, like Los Angeles.
Okay, UrbanAngelus.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that, or you want to keep us in stitches?
Well, you know what? We could talk a little bit about it. Basically, it's like an online community, just like the BBS Value Tour. It has an online community, but they do a lot of events. They host a lot of events. They have a sister site in San Diego, and that's basically where they started off at, is in San Diego. And so now they're reaching out to the Los Angeles area, and they're also reaching out soon to the San Francisco area. But the powerful thing about that for me is that we're going to utilize each other's database. I'm going to send newsletters out about her newsletters through my database, and she's going to send my newsletters out through her database. And then we're just both hosted on each other's site, which is really, really powerful because you're going to be reaching people that you normally wouldn't reach because you don't have them in your database.
Yeah, exactly.
Also doing something with Roger, who's doing something with the Maze. Make sure that if you live in the Inland Empire area that you come to my website. I'm going to put some stuff up right now about the Maze, Frankie Beverly and Maze. I'm sorry. get you some tickets to go to that event. That event will also be posted on Netherlands pretty soon. They're going to send that out to 75,000 people in their database, so my link will be in that. So I'm making some good, really good connections. We're a new company. We've only been around for like a year or so, but it's all good.
Yeah, it is all good. Okay.
Yeah, we're definitely
growing.
So we appreciate the support that we get from the BPS Value Tour. Stephen, thank you for signing up. I was like, who is this signing up under me? I didn't even recognize who it was until Jacqueline said Edwina. She just told me like the other day.
Get facts in order. Complimentary.
I was starting to feel a little, I don't know, neglected or what. I said, boy.
No, you know I love you.
We'll have a team leader or something, ain't I?
That's all right.
And then I'm going to, I heard a little comment about the pins, so I'll have some backpacks and stuff. I'll shoot them to you.
Okay.
I'll shoot them to you. And everybody go to UrbanAngelus.com, sign up. You know, they have an online community. We're going to be doing some really, really good things. I'm kind of skipping back and forth. That's why I don't like doing interviews. You guys probably wonder why I'm not ever on the phone calls. I'm always on the internet because I'm not really an interview person, but I've been getting talked about pretty bad. So.
Well, you always got something positive to say, and, you know, you give people the encouragement because you're building from the ground up. And so, you know, even though you don't like it, we want to hear it. We want to know how you do what you do and connect and network and everything. And so now everybody's getting it tonight. Archived forever, Edwina. Okay.
And
like she said in the chat room, tell them when you go to www.urbanangels.com, tell them eBiz sent you. Okay? Very important. So we're just glad to have you aboard. I opened up the line. We got our callers back. Caller on the line, 626-705. Well, I ain't about to give your number out. That was wrong. Okay? I had to stop myself short.
That would be a real wild if you give out my number like that.
I got excited because that's kind of my neck of the woods. 626 is California.
Okay, wait a minute. That's my neck of the woods.
Exactly. Who is it on the line with us?
Yeah, my name is Jarrell Hill. I'm chairman of SIK Management. I work with Downerbow Albany.
We got colleagues on the line with us. Welcome.
Yeah, you know, I like to hear people building for a positive direction. It's real good when you're building something on this level. Most people don't get a chance to get together and converse, so it's good.
Yep, that's true, and that's exactly what we're about. We're trying to offer that platform to let everybody do what you do, and maybe one will inspire another, and we can just keep it moving.
But the biggest thing
Jacqueline
is to unify. You know, I think you want to benefit from the contacts that you make. There's some kind of way that everyone's on here for a cause, and if you can find a common ground to work on, I don't see why it wouldn't work.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Everyone's trying to do something positive, and they're trying to make money at the same time. So it's a matter of putting everything together, really.
Yeah, this is how it starts. You know, we can support each other, we can build something and own it and keep it moving.
Right.
As I start to say, like Jacqueline likes to say, building vertical paradigms, and it's so true. It's,
right,
you know,
right.
We're all moving on in one direction, up. So let's just
right.
keep it moving. So, yeah, so it's open mic night. I know you Al Bay's colleagues, but, you know, you want to say something in your own words and give an extension on what you guys do together?
Yeah, he pretty much, I was listening in when he was on the line. He pretty
uh-huh.
much summed it up. But
okay.
really, it's, you know, in education, you got to be willing to learn, because when you stop learning, you pass away. So
wow.
in business, you got to have that same concept, that same
right.
drive.
Right.
Like every day I need to learn something new, or as we put it, reinvent yourself on a daily basis.
Because
right now, you know, the financial world is going through what it's going through. It's hard for people to, you know, make extra income or increase their bottom line, because now you're competing with guys coming down from Wall Street. Now they're coming back into just the common market. You know, they got a little more savviness because they've been there on the front line. So competition is real competitive right now.
Yeah. This is so true, you guys. I mean, you're hearing it. You're hearing it right now. You got to tighten up your game.
It is. If you're not, it's not, you know, the fly by night that it used to be. You got to really be, you know, sharp at what you do.
Exactly.
And I like to add to that, Brother Darryl, that, you know, at the core, we just got to be in it for the long haul anyway. I think
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we got to bring back the genuine sincerity to black business building, in a sense.
Right.
And so, you know, we've got to remove kind of like that capitalistic mentality and understand that if we're more community focused and African centered in our approach, that will help to give us the perpetuity and the intergenerational aspect of what we're doing, so that we can pass
right.
on what we're building here to, you know, to the future and to our
exactly.
youth. No doubt.
Exactly. Really, the future, you know, sometimes it's the power of now. You know, your future is determined by the decisions you make now. It's not going to
wow.
be later.
Wow.
So,
exactly.
So you're looking at it, what am I going to do that's going to set me up 20, 30 years down the road? Or am I a fly-by-night company? Or am I just a tax write-off? So it just matters on what road you're taking. There are several ways to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's now. It's not 10 years. Some people don't have 10 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? You don't know.
Yeah,
you got to live for today as well as tomorrow. I mean, that's the scripture.
Yeah, that's so powerful what you said. The future is now. Because, you know, just 3-4 years ago.
The glass ceiling came down Tuesday last time I checked.
What, say that again?
On Tuesday, the glass ceiling came crumbling down.
What?
You understand? So, so that we can't. That's not an excuse anymore.
We don't.
All men will know there is no excuse.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That is so
that's
true.
Right.
No more excuses.
But that's good. I don't want to go too far off on the tangent. I just wanted to share a few words with you guys.
We like tangents. That's okay. Go on and just lay back and let's
that.
Take it with
you
okay.
can talk
you
about Barack.
Know more about the network. Yeah. Enough on me. Let me hear about you guys. I want to find out about the network and what inspired you guys to put this together.
Okay, definitely. Well, I'm going to give you. You know what? I don't want the caller to hold on too much longer, and I'm going to let them say what they want to say, and then I'll go ahead. Me and Steven both can just kind of tell you what the BBS
okay.
Value Tour is all about, okay, and how it started.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay,
right.
Caller from the 240 area code. You're on the line. What you got?
Hi. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for coming.
I'm good. Not
okay.
a problem.
Who are we talking to?
My name is Prina Jackson. I'm from Humanity Heaven.
Hey,
Humanity
Prina.
Heaven.
Hey, how are you, Steven? How are you?
I didn't catch the voice at first. I'm doing very well. How you feel?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh,
yes,
wonderful.
No doubt. Yeah, we definitely want you to come and represent the field ball.
You're so silly.
You're putting in full-time global work over there, so.
I know that's right.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Then you better go on and tell us what you're all about, girl. You better rep what you're doing.
Okay, well, actually, I my hands are in so much stuff from the music industry. I'm also manager of Gary Stevens. He's from KISS, so we have a project that we're working on. I also work as media director for Humanity Healing, and this is, like, very close to my heart. Okay. Basically, what we do is we're a nonprofit organization. We're in, like, over 30-something different countries, and what we do is we just concentrate on healing the hearts of humanity, because we really truly believe that everyone has a story. Everyone's gone through all kinds of things that caused them, that brings on, you know, over into their adulthood, that caused them, whether it's business, increasing business or personal, it doesn't matter. But if, but we, what we do is we concentrate on those things, and then we really do believe that, you know, that's how we can really to start, you know, change. We have about to open the first cancer unit in Africa. We also bring water to several villages in Africa. We have a village in Bangladesh. We have a women's center in Texas that we're about to open. We have a sock drive that we're about to do for Sudan, because in Sudan, a lot of children and teenagers and things, they have no limbs because it gets too cold, and then they can't afford socks or shoes. So we're doing things like that. And then just trying to spread the love. Because what I find is that the business is so cutthroat nowadays, is that I'd be like, you know, where's people, their own self-respect? Where's their pride? You know, where's your compassion for the next person? Because, I mean, come on. I mean, we all was down at one time. I'm quite sure there's no one that can say, okay, I've been, you know, financially stable all my life, or I haven't came into any, you know, any hard times. So it's just like too much of self and not enough unity. So what I try to do is, since I am in the music industry, I want to bring humanity healing into the music industry, into any entertainment industry, and that's my goal.
Yeah. That's fine.
And that's it.
Now give us some vital contact information.
Okay.
We want to know how to link up with.
Okay. Well, you can go to our website, which is www.humanityhealing.net.
Humanityhealing.
Yes, ma'am. .net.
.net.
And we also have a Ning site, which is humanityhealing.ning.com. That's a community. We also have .org, which is coming soon. And I can give you my personal email address, which is the number 4, and my name, which is P as in Paul, R-I-N-A.
R-I-N-A.
At humanityhealing.net.
Okay, at humanityhealing.net. Okay,
yes.
Yeah, what you guys are doing is powerful.
Thank you.
Global, yeah, Stephen. Yes,
thank
doing
you.
The most. A little globe charter, you.
Thank you.
Love.
I'm like a walking billboard. I mean, it's like anything positive, I be trying to get it out there. Because, I've been homeless. I was homeless just like a couple of years ago. And, you know, and I was in that system. I was in where, you know, people looked at me as, because I was homeless, like, I don't have a goal. Like, you know, I was still trying to work. I was still trying to do my thing, you know, because it was just a situation. My situation did not dictate me. My situation just basically gave me inspiration. So I feel like, you know, I have to give my story. If I have to be the poster child for Humanity Healing or any other organization, if I have to tell my story to inspire other people, because hope is just like, I mean, if Barack didn't come around and give people hope, I mean, it just seems like there was no hope. It was very little hope out here for people. And that, to me, that is important. You know what I mean? That's just
I
the most important thing to me.
I cannot second that anymore to you. You better tell that story. Because there's so many more like you, and they need to know that there's a way out.
Yes, a way out.
They need to know. They need to be encouraged, and that's exactly what you're doing right here, right now.
Oh,
and that's exactly
you.
What this radio show is all about, you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, this is your family. This is your family right here. And these people have the same situations as somebody out there, and you need to connect because they have solutions. They have solutions to your problems. So you need to call in. You need to connect. You need to go to the bbsvaluetour.ning.com site, put up your profile, and connect, because that's what this is all about. We're just honored to have you here. Our guests tonight are just phenomenal. Al Bay, and I'm sorry, I didn't get your name real good. Al Bay's colleague, say it again.
Jarell.
Let everybody know. Jarell?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jarrell. Okay, stay strong. We are so happy to connect with everybody on here tonight. Edwina in the house. We got Kymie Rochelle in the house. She's trying to act all shy, like she don't want to call in, but that's all right. That's all right, Kymie. Shouting you out, all right? Stop hiding in the chat room. Okay. Okay. Steven, you got any more words for your phenomenal guest that you invited here tonight?
Well, I just want to give thanks to Prina Jackson for tuning in and, you know, being a part of the energy. One of the things that we've always got to remember is that information is power. And in this day and age, we all must become masters of information technology. And so through us networking and through all of us being committed to our individual works, but always maintaining a unity consciousness in everything that we do, because there should never be competition when it comes to getting our people together.
That's
and a lot of times it's just that we're not continuing to stress the unity consciousness aspect of this work that we're doing. And so, you know, I've been able through the BBS to connect with so many powerful people that has helped to keep me inspired and empowered in what I do. And so, you know, I just give thanks for everybody being on the page that they're on right now and for us to be alive in this day and this hour to see certain things happening that are just, you know, history changing, but it also should be, in my opinion, it also should be part of the spark that keeps us going every single day. So if we think that, okay, man, this week wasn't good, you know, here comes something that can, you know, come down the, you know, the line as far as us connecting, and through the information we find out that, man, okay, here's somebody that's doing something that I was thinking needs to be done or was looking for somebody who provides the service. Now we've actually solved that problem. We filled that void through information. And so, you know, we, you know, I represent 10-10-50 in the collective black people movement, and one of our mottos is that no other people should have more information on African people than we have on ourselves. So, you know, through this effort right here, we are actually, you know, beginning to solve that, you know, that problem and making sure that, you know, we remain in the information flow and we use this information not just to say that we know, but also to share with those who don't so they can be empowered as well.
That's well said, man.
It's such a powerful call. I don't know, Steven. Y'all got me. I'm feeling like Jesse Jackson up in here.
Oh, go ahead, girl.
You about to start crying like that?
You need to stop. You need to stop that.
I'm all so stuck.
I saw him last night, and the first thing I thought about was, Tito, please pass the puff. Lord. But you know the beauty of that. I want to say this. The beauty of that is when I saw him crying. A lot of people really don't remember that Reverend Jackson was running for the Democratic nomination back in
84.
Yeah, he was.
And
but
so
our country wasn't ready for a preacher to be the president.
It wasn't ready.
It was time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But even deeper than that, I mean, he's been around so long since the Martin Luther King days. I mean, that his purpose was always to see us prosper and grow and break that glass ceiling. So
yeah,
I do believe, though, even though, you know, we had the little controversy about the little comments he made when the mic was on, I do believe the tears were genuine because he, you know, he's just been around so long to see all that, you know,
he
maybe somebody younger has
like,
seen.
He was just talking like we talk when the cameras is off, you know. He's been there from the beginning, and he saw the vision, and now he saw the vision come to fruition.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anybody get
taking some shots
that
right now.
Word.
Jesse's taking some shots.
Yeah, he is. Oh, my goodness. Okay, you guys want us to know about the BBS Values Tour and why Center Stage exists. We got Jacqueline Taylor Adams on the line. Who better than to tell you what that's all about, okay? So let me unmute her so she can get to talking. Oh, I think we got Kymie Rochelle on the line. She came out of Shidom. Okay. So we're gonna let Jacqueline go ahead and tell us what this is all about. Honestly, though, the BBS Value Tour is her vision, and we're just working hard to support her to make it happen. And it's becoming a very powerful and positive thing. So we're just going to let her talk about that for a minute.
All right.
Well, hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hi.
How you do?
Hey, I've made it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been to the Leah Cora Center for the Art Expo, which starts tomorrow morning. Went and got our booth, our table, and identified where we were, picked up some giveaways, and went to the Arts Garage and met some people there. So it's going to be a hot weekend here tonight, this weekend here in Philly. We got DJ Vega coming down from New York. He'll be at the Arts Garage tomorrow night and Saturday night. So and Ty is coming to Philly from NBL Records, one of our members and one of our chairs for our talent commissions. He'll be in the house. He'll be down at the expo. And so we've got some great things happening. Basically, the Black Business Space Value Tour came about. It was really just an idea of, like, why not make a product of ourselves? MySpace did it, right? You see the MySpace music tours, the MySpace this. They got featured music, all of that. The only difference is the main people that benefit financially from it is MySpace because it's generated from the owners of the site. I'm just a member of the National Black Business Trade Association who began Black Business Space. I was working to put a tour together for the Master Griot Project, and sometimes people come to me, ask me to book them. I'm really not an expert in that, so I thought, well, hey, I started a group called the Entertainment Industry on Black Business Space and say, well, why don't we consider at least touring one another's city? So, you know, a couple people had interest. And then, you know, some more things came up. Lee Green, the founder of the National Black Business Trade Association, Black Business Space, and Black Business Builders, all of that, he started talking about values and our lack thereof, how we're, because we're online and I think maybe because people can't really see us, we do not take our commitments and different things. We take them a bit for granted. So we may not say thank you, or we may tell someone we're going to do something, but we don't follow through. We don't keep our word. Just certain common courtesies are starting to slip away, and we notice that is also not just online, that customer service in America is not the best. So we just, I don't know. I just said we'll do the value tour. We'll do the value campaign, and we did the tour. And so it became the Black Business Space Value Tour. And a few people said yes. You know, the first one was Sean Hall. The next one was Liana. And then I sent it out to a few more people, and Edwina came aboard. And when I thought it was enough people to get started, we just started this, so it was my idea. The vision may have come through me, but it was because of everyone here that it made happen. And the tour focuses around the artist. My belief is that the artist is the storyteller of our culture. And we as a community need to support the artist. There should be no phenomena as the starving artist. When we're all gone, the art is what lives on. That's what tells the stories. That's what people know, how we live, what we did, what we believed in. This is how we tell our history and our past and things, is through the art. So how can we not support our artists, and why don't we own our art? Hip-hop is one manifestation of proof. When you do not own your art, you do not control your story. And does life imitate art? Hell yes. So with a mission to put out positive purpose entertainment and for the community to rally behind the artist and support the artist, that is what the value tour is. And for us to not just look at ourselves as this person and that person, but go back to our roots of being the extended family. And when we look upon one another as family members, we do that first step that is necessary to build a functional community. You first have to have a sense of community. So if we feel we're family, that automatically starts to generate that sense of community. And then words speak things into existence. So if the words that are spoken in our art, if the images that are seen in our art speak to healthy, functional communities and vertical paradigms, we have a great opportunity of raising up a nation. So, you know, that is the inspiration, support of our businesses, support of our artists. So I created a formula, artist plus business plus community equals family.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. Okay. I couldn't have said it any better, so I'm so glad she joined us to save me from messing it up.
No, you do a great job, Liana. Liana does a wonderful job. I wish I could, like, the way she, I was like, wow, I wish I could say it just like that.
She's so crazy. I wish I could say it like that, okay? Because, yeah, I mean, you know, you try to be passionate about stuff and everything and gets the point out, but you really live and understand and know you've worked around art all your life. I mean, it's in you. It's all about you. And so nobody can express what this is about more, you know, articulately than you can. And so, and that's what people need to hear. They need to hear the passion about it because it is true. It's so serious. It's so true. And, I mean, she makes me stand up and take notice. I mean, it's like crickets when she's talking about it because it's like, whoa, because it's so true. And people just don't understand, and I never looked at it that way. And so she brought a new vision to me. And I'm just happy to be a part of the BBS Value Tour myself, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, I would like to announce we have our artist roster.
Okay.
So I would definitely like to announce that. Mm-hmm. We have we have three headliners. And we have been blessed. The one is a Raucous artist. If y'all want to know Raucous Records, they put out Mos Def, Talib Kweli, and those are two major artists that came out of Raucous. And one of the next Raucous artists is Hezekiah. He's an MC, a producer. A hip-hop artist. He's off the chain. He can sing, too. You know, I heard Hezekiah can hit a note, but he makes music, produces it. He's a hip-hop artist. His current project that's out is, what's this, I Need a Riot, and you can find it on YouTube. And he's positive, and he's signed on. And we were looking for a female MC. He's going to try to get his sister. His sister was so hot, Def Jam wanted to sign her. She turned down Def Jam, a $300,000 contract, to teach.
To teach, okay.
Yes, they wanted to make her the female Lupe.
Okay.
That's how hot she is. So they wanted to make her the female Lupe. So she's coming. He's going to convince her to come aboard the tour as well. And then we have Optimus Entertainment just signed two new artists that they're putting on a tour. One is Davis Chance, and he's formerly with Rough Ends. The other guy is Link. And Link has written for Gerald Levert, Casey and JoJo, the group Levert. So these are our three headliners. And then, of course, we have BBS own Brian O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
And then from Philly, we have Renee Ali. She is a jazz, neo-soul jazz singer, but she is also a fierce tap dancer. Her and her sister Frances Bradley will also be dealing in our dance category. Mm-hmm. Then we have Mahogany out of D.C.
Oh, do you like the rock and roll?
They are like, and Optimus is really crazy excited about Melvin C. McKnight.
Oh, yeah.
He's an R&B artist out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. We have Gina Green, and I have to get her agreement, but everybody's loving Gina Green, and she's mm-hmm. out the Inland Empire area, and
hey.
She's R&B, yeah.
I.E. Repping I.E. out here.
Yeah, and then from down in New Orleans, we got Inspire from the New Orleans, Louisiana area. He's a spoken word artist, and we have the comedian Fudge. And he's out of New York. And so those are our artists.
That is fabulous.
And so we will be bringing on some visual artists as well.
Bring the heat.
Yeah, and I'm negotiating with some actors. You know, we have our actors and photographers, and we're definitely looking for fashion designers. So if you know of anyone with some fly lines, we're definitely looking for fashion designers.
My stylist is the bomb. I'm not even going to lie.
All right.
Wait a minute, the jean skirt.
Can I give you the MySpace page? You can go.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Definitely. and put it in the chat room, Liana.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write
ready.
It down. Okay,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's
www.myspace.com/dinc/ G.
No, G as in good.
Good. Mhm.
G as in good?
Right.
Okay.
G-I-N-C.
N-C.
Lab. L-A-B.
L-A-B as in boy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're out of Rochester, New York, and they're like, he had found me on MySpace like a couple of, maybe about a month or so ago, and I was in the process of looking for a stylist and things like that because I'm doing some other things, you know, within myself, so... and when he did, I happened to look, and I was like, that's it. I was like, you want to be my stylist? He was like, I don't know where you came from, but sure. I was like, all right. So that's what happened. And he is so, like, really, like, you know, what he does is just basically he's like, you know, see my heart. He says, see my work, you'll know my heart. And that's what, like,
wow.
really got me. And you can,
mm-hmm.
like, see his passion. I mean, you can see it. You can see it. And then there's only, like, one piece. Everything he designs and makes by
his
hand.
Original?
So it's only
wow.
he's original. He makes. There's only one piece. There's no two, three. There's one piece. Once you bought it, that's it.
Wow, that's wonderful.
That's like
that's just what we're
earrings.
Looking for.
African Marketplace. She does that with her earrings, and it's like crazy. I'm like, you don't duplicate these designs. I mean, these
no.
are all, and she has a whole. Oh,
and that's
it's
it.
Just
yep.
crazy. It's crazy.
It's
and that,
crazy. His work is so crazy. I'm sorry I didn't cut you off. It's so crazy.
No,
I get excited
no,
about his work because it's crazy.
You know I'm in the MySpace page right now. You know I'm trying to
get
I'm
he
right
just did a show. He just did a show, his own fashion show in Tribeca, like a couple of months ago, and it's just
right.
like the pieces are just insane. It's insane.
Okay.
You can just go to his photos and see everything. He has a sister line, which is for women. He does babies. He does dog clothes.
Yeah,
I mean, he just breaks
babies.
It down.
Oh, he's
great,
looking up the babies.
Look
at the little babies. They got, we now have a fashion show. They crawling down the walkway. Okay. crawling the catwalk. Okay, that's cute.
You went overboard.
Since we're here and, you know, our listening audience from the outside, you know, people come in at different times and we have 7 callers on the line, can we just take a moment and have everybody introduce themselves?
I don't mean to cut you off, but most of them have already been on the line. I think we haven't heard from Kymie. She is the loud one that called in. And she was hiding out in the
But,
room.
I mean, even if everybody goes through and introduce themselves.
Oh, okay. Okay, well. They have, but that's okay. They can do
okay.
it again.
Wait, yeah, well, people coming in on different times.
No, these are all the same phone numbers. I mean,
Well, we have a live audience. People can listen all over. People can come
oh, okay.
to the site
well,
and
then
listen.
We can
you
go.
Know?
Yeah, that's fine. We can go even the show. Okay, we can go down the line. Okay.
And then when
Edwina?
We come to Kymie can talk to us for a minute.
Yeah, Edwina,
yeah.
you want to do that again?
Edwina, Ediz Marketing, that's EBIZ, NESS, Vine.com. I'm cool. Okay. I'll put some information in. I spoke enough. Thanks for letting me do my own little shout out. And thank you for all the guests that have come on, and we appreciate you.
Okay.
And Edwina is also chair of the Marketing Commission for the Black Business Space Value Tour. And who's that from the 678 area code?
That bees me, Brother Stephen Biko.
Oh, right.
Hey, dirty.
You know, I'm representing that 10-10-50 and functional unity. Also representing the collective Black People Movement. So you can learn more about me and the efforts I'm a part of at 10-10-50.org. That's the numbers, 10-10-50.org. And also at the Collective Black People Movement website, which is cbpm.org. That's the acronym for Collective Black People Movement, cbpm.org.
Okay,
Stephen. Well, real quick, Stephen is also the chair for the Outreach and Strategy Commission for the Black Business Space Value Tour.
Okay, and we got Brother Al Bay from the 562, shouting out from California.
Yes, mm-hmm. Just wanted to say thank you very much for the opportunity to be with you. I thank you very much for the invitation.
Yes.
And, I'm with SIK Management, mm-hmm. And you can go to sikmanagement.com, and you can check us out.
Okay, all right.
And Brother Al Bay is a member of the Black Business Space Value Tour family.
Yes, ma'am.
So you can just go to bbsvaluetour.ning.com and you can look us all up.
Okay.
So who's there at the 626?
Okay. Yeah, we got Brother Jarrell at the 626 Green Coast, out in California again.
Yeah. Jarrell, this is FIK Management. I work with Al Bay. I'm the chairman.
Okay, great. Are you on the Ning site, Brother Jarrell?
No, I'm not on there yet. This is like my first time gathering, so I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so you'll be there soon. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We got Prina with us from
My name is Prina Jackson, and I'm the media director for Humanity Hill. And I don't want to take up too much time and run down everything that I'm involved in, but you can go to www.humanityhealing.net. We also have a Ning community, which is www.humanityhealing.ning.com. Also, my story basically is on www.operationoportionwecare.ning.com.
Okay, you didn't give us that one earlier. You said
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah, we want that.
Okay.
You didn't give us that earlier.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
www.operationwecare.ning.com.
Yeah.
And that's for homeless.
Back on that good stuff, huh?
Okay.
I said you holding back on us tonight, huh, friend?
Oh, I'm sorry. Not intentional.
A little shy, though. Okay, Jackie, you want to reintroduce yourself? We're going down the line.
No, I think everybody heard me, so we just said Kymie now.
Yeah, now we're getting to Kymie. Go ahead and shout yourself out. What are you doing, girl?
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, I didn't even know I was on all this time.
I just had my phone
on the speaker. First of all, you're doing such a great job. I'm just so proud of you, Liana.
Thank you.
Vibe tonight is just really, really great. So I like to see everybody on there doing what they're doing. And hi, Jack, and everybody else that's on there. I always try to come in and give you support and whenever I can.
I always miss it.
And I'm so glad you put from 6 o'clock into whatever, because sometimes I'm going so fast, and I see that it says 8 or 9 o'clock, and I'm thinking California time. So when
time.
I get there at 8 or 9, you're already finished. So if you can please do that for people like me.
You know what? I'm going to try to do it like that because I'm in California, and then I get the support from Jacqueline when she advertises it, and Steven when they advertise it, and they advertise their time so people can get it on both ends.
Right, that helped me tonight. I'm just happy to be here. I'm doing really great. I'm very swamped with what we're doing, and we're about to launch our radio station also, our channel.
Okay.
We don't have the station. We're going to have a channel on there, and it's with the first we're going to do it with Blog Talk, but I'm debating there's an African-American guy who has his own channel, and I really like to support black-owned entities if we can. We give a lot of money into non-black entities. So, but sometimes there's a lot of learning curves in there, though, so it could cause more delays and things. So those are different obstacles you have to look at in the bigger picture. But we're going to support them one way or the other, and we're just very happy that he's somebody that's doing that right out here in the Inland Empire.
Yeah.
And basically it's just going to be bringing the magazine that we have, Urban Lifestyle, everything that you see from the printed magazine alive. So when you have all the different headings from politics and finance and teen scene and what have you, those different entities capitalized with the launching that we did with the L.A. market, will just bring those entities together. So now you visually will see someone, and then you're going to audibly hear them. And then in December, January, we will be coming out with our television. So we're extremely excited about that.
Wow, that is
good. So we're cross-marketing everything. Yeah, and it's very, very challenging because distribution is a major issue for us. And our goal, we have to get our distribution printed magazine. Our national magazine is not going to be printed. It's only going to be online. But the printed one, we have to get it up to 100,000 distribution. If you can imagine, if we do a major event like we're at the Angel City Classic, well, they had about 50,000. Well, if we have 10,000, it's gone in an hour.
Exactly.
So then now the businesses where we will place the magazine don't have those types of magazines, and they want them. So our goal right now is we're raising $100,000 so that we can get our first landmark to $50,000 in our distribution. And then we're going to push forward into our $100,000 mark and keep it there for a year, but it's going so fast, we might surpass that. So I'm at a point in my life where I've never been. I'm at a level where I've never been at in my career. And so I'm straight focused on everything. I'm eliminating anything that's just doesn't fit or just is not helping us to hit the mark. And we're really concentrating more inward than outward, meaning inside of ourselves, inside of the business, and how can we make it even that much more. So we have a lot of great collaborations coming up. And I'm just happy just to be in the game, to be honest.
Yeah,
so.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
I third that one. And seeing
that's powerful too.
You know, you want to tell everybody a little bit of how you started, and you know, so they can just get the inspiration. You know,
I've been like an entrepreneur since I was like my youngest daughter's age. She's 14. I've been trying to sell Avon and multi-level stuff way back before I could even do anything. And then I started producing fashion shows. And if videos were out, I'm sure I would have been doing videos. That came a little bit later. But I was choreographing fashion shows and dance routines. We had dance routines and traveled. And then we started doing fashion shows inside of I started my first business when I was like a little over, well, not my first. I'm talking about like business, not the multi-level like Avon or Mary Kay, where I actually was just in a business in other facilities with Kanye's Fashions, and we did fashion shows because I used to model and choreograph for Revlon and things of that nature. So my daughter's looking at this online just for your knowledge of this clothing line, the young lady said, and she's freaking out on the clothes. So we definitely got
to get her. Okay.
My 14-year-old, so she is like, oh, my God. I want you to know that my daughter is like, she just needs to leave me alone for a minute because she is just beast on these clothes.
This is awesome.
Tell her
Miss
Jackie say hi, Kimmy.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how I've always just had that kind of bug in me, and it just kind of grew and just started doing what I was doing. It's always been about something creatively, something, you know, with graphics, with color, with music, you know, so I would choreograph everything. And it just kind of grew into where I'm at now. And then timing also. A lot of things wasn't great at one time, and the knowledge, and, you know, you just got to keep pushing, though, and everything is coming together quicker. So I'm just really just trying to latch on and find and keep in prayer and find different entities and individuals that could be possibly at the level where I'm at in the growth so that they can kind of school me on a couple things, if you understand what I'm saying, because it's like a blankness from where I was and where I'm at to where the next level is. And I could eliminate a whole bunch of learning curves with that.
I know that.
Exactly. We're always forever students. I mean, that is a necessity. Always learning. That's what Brother Jarrell was talking about earlier. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that is great. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and get your information out in the chat room for everybody. Okay.
Okay. My website is mm-hmm. really actually the website. The first phase should be out by next week. It's www.urbanlifestyle.com, which is URBANLYFESTYLES. Right now, it just has some things on it, but you still could go in and register your emails. We have a lot of contests coming up where we're going to be giving away money, and when we launch it, we're going to be giving away a lot of big, great things.
Okay,
but right now, you could just go to that. Huh?
You have a nice website, too. It's really nice. You have a lot of good graphics and stuff like that.
If
anybody has not seen her actual magazine, it's a fabulous magazine. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
So you guys need to hook up with Urban Lifestyle because she really is putting out something of quality.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
We're always looking for stories, especially on the national level. We're going to match the national level with the local level. So the local community magazines will always be local to the community. The national will have more celebrity-ness in it. You know, we're doing a lot more I get invited to a lot of places, and I really wasn't interested in going. But when we went and started going nationally, we had to raise the level to what they wanted. So now, you know, I'm out more, visible more, we're hiring more, and we're just doing what we're doing.
Just crazy growing. What if people want to contact you? Can they call you at this number here or what?
Yeah, they call me at the 909-543-2978.
Uh-huh. And email too?
And the email is KimiRochelle at Yahoo. KimiRochelle at Yahoo.com.
Okay, you guys heard it. She's looking for stories and everything. She says she's hiring.
Yeah, and for stories, all they have to do is just, you know, don't call me on the stories because all I'm going to say is, I get a lot of calls and a lot of emails anyway, but if you just email whatever it is to me, if you want to be featured, if you have an idea, I look at all of my emails. I don't have someone else that looks. Even if I had someone there, I still need to see it. Because I know what I'm looking for. They might not know what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. I know that's fine.
And some stories need to be told from, and that's the one thing about what we do. We'll never have negative stories on African-American people. We always highlight individuals we deem the celebrities of the communities because, like the young lady was saying, everybody goes through different things where they fall down and get down and hurt and cry and, you know, just have things happen to them. But, you know, sometimes we use those as excuses. But there's people that press through and keep going.
That's right.
To me, those are the celebrities. When we get up, when we don't want to get up and we're tired, but we still do what we have to do, I like to show those people because then that empowers the next-door neighbor to say, oh, my God, I know that person. They had this happen to them, but look, they started the business or they're doing this or they work at this office or they move, you know, and I think that's really what we need to see more of.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well,
thank you, anyway, for calling me out on the phone because I sure wasn't going to do that. I usually just usually listen to you guys as I'm working and being in a little chat room, which is cool. But thank you for that.
We're part of the family, and so anytime family can take time to interact and call in and ask questions, because we Stephen, am I right or am I right? Do we have phenomenal guests week after week? Okay.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt.
Okay, because there's just so much wealth on this show. So, yeah, whenever you're there, just call. Great networking opportunity, too. So just take advantage of everybody we got coming on here. So
one other thing, Liana, I took your sample of your perfume.
Did you get it? You haven't got back yet.
I know, but I just got it.
Okay. And I'm mad at you.
No, I'm moving around. That's how long it took me to get to my P.O. box and I had to go.
Goodness.
And had people smell it and had my daughter smell it. Uh-huh. And I said, this is my lifestyle, and Liana is making it for me. So guess what?
Do you like it?
I do
That's all I needed to know. Okay. Well, then I'm going to hook you up because I was like, I can't make the product if she don't like the way it smells. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay, well, then I'm going to email you later, and we're just going to connect with that, and I'll get it out to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Wonderful. Okay, y'all heard it here. That's my little product line, I'm a little shy. Well, no, I'm not. It's individual expression.
Yeah, you need to shout yourself out.
-NYB.com. Come out and moisturize. If you're in the California area, come out in Upland, 920 North Central Avenue, this Sunday, the 9th, in Upland, 91786. Come out, socialize, and moisturize. We'll feed you and make you soft. So we just let's celebrate the change that took place on November 4th. Okay? So, yeah, that was Kymie Rochelle, and she just graced us with her presence. She's still on the line, but this has been an incredible show. So, I mean, what y'all think? Jacqueline, Steve, this has just been phenomenal.
It sounded awesome to me. Now, if we all together, we need to manifest something from this because, you know, I'm the deal maker, right?
Okay, all right.
Y'all, so I'm going to let's manifest a deal, and then we're going to hear, hopefully, Kari will do her poem that she did at the LA Black Book Expo. But now we have 101050 on the line.
Oh.
We have SIK Management. We have Individual Expressions. We have Urban Lifestyle. We have eBiz Marketing. My individual business is Taylor Adams Marketing. I had a Master Grill project where I have CDs, Purpose Driven Words. So, and then we have humanity. So what can we do to support one another right here and right now? So the humanity, how can we support you?
Basically, we're at the point where we're trying to get funding where we can go ahead and move a lot of these projects along.
Can someone donate?
I'm sorry?
Yes.
You can donate. You can go to the website, www.humanityhealing.net, to donate.
Okay. So this is the call here. If someone donates $10 or more to Humanity Healing, and you have to say that you heard about it on Center Stage, or through the BBS Value Tour, if they donate $10 or more, I will give their business a free 30-minute consultation from Taylor Adams Marketing, a free 30-minute marketing consultation. Does anybody else want to get anything to support?
Wow. Oh, yes. That's great. If you give a $10 donation, I will
$10 or more.
$10 or more. That's cool. They got to say that they heard about it on Tuesdays, and I will give you a free 25-ounce skin balm body butter, and it's not like any other body butter you have. It's not your, it is not your Bath & Body Works body butter, even though they got some good stuff. But my stuff has no water in it. It's all natural. It's pure butters, no chemicals, no preservatives, all natural, and it makes you smell delicious. It makes your skin curiously soft. So, yeah, I'm going to hook you up. It's $25 value. I'll send it's 9 ounces, and I'll send it straight out to you, $10 or more. It's yours.
Okay. So you're writing all this down, aren't you?
To me?
Yeah, you're writing this down, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Because we're going to have to post it, and we're going to email you the the websites and emails so that people can, you know, once they make their donation, they can go take advantage of it.
Okay.
Does anybody else want to offer anything to help Humanity Healing?
Yeah, I'm going to feature them, but if you give me the list of everybody that gave whatever they gave, and if they give me their logo and the link, I'll send it out in our 411 info blast and post it around our network. And then people can link through, so, and, you know, get promoted that way. But somebody's got to send that to me, okay? So just send me the logo separately, like if it's 3 or 4 companies or 10, it doesn't matter. Send me the logo, the name correctly, how it is, and the link. And then if she sends me, like, a paragraph of the organization and that they're trying to raise money and a link to where they can click through to get some money or give money, I'll make sure that goes out.
Okay.
Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Okay. You've got a huge database, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So that's what this is all about.
Al Bay, can you guys do anything to support?
I'm sure we can. In fact, it seems like we have some similar concepts here. We have a mission out of Turchi, Ethiopia, under Dr. Abdullah Usman. I find that, you know, we may be able to offer you letters of intent. Maybe we can come with some joint concept for fundraising with you.
Yeah,
that's really huge.
If you'd be willing to give us an email or something, we can follow up with you.
Yes. You want me to give it to you again now?
Okay. Now be nice, because if you give it phonetically, it's probably going to echo.
Okay. It's the number 4.
Okay.
And it's P as in Paul, RINA. At humanityhealing.net.
Okay, and give me your name again.
Prina, P-R-I-N-A, Jackson.
Oh, okay, so that's your name.
Right, that's my name.
It's
okay.
Prina.
That's the number 4 before it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got that part. Now, your name, Prina?
Jackson,
very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. It is very good to hear. You have very great energy. This sounds like this is very progressive. But again, I would be willing, my partner, he's here with me, at least a letter of intent. I mean, if there's some way that through joint efforts, I know of at least one funding source that I give publicly and just openly, Forbes International, that I would have you research just off the top. And I understand that they do a matching program. If you can show them at least $100,000, they'll back you for anywhere up to $10 million, and it's an interest only lending program based on oil reserves from some of the Saudi interest off of their oil reserves and things like that. They're loaning the interest against what they normally get in a principal, and they're giving it for up to 15 years, with little to 1-3% interest. And your banks are happy to see this happen, you know. If you bring that in, that they're holding the money for you anyway. So, you know,
right.
everyone benefits. So
is that for nonprofits? Is that for nonprofits only?
Even,
mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. No,
but
no, no.
Well, it's not. It's nonprofit, but we also waiting on the co-founders say we're still waiting on paperwork for profit. So I don't know what's taking it so long. I have no idea, but. That's
but
it.
You can work
yeah, that,
out
that
right now.
This funding source is for any and all who can show themselves approved. It's not really an issue. I mean, obviously you've been in business at least 2 years, I presume. So,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Excuse me, if that's the case, then there'll be no problem. No, no.
Okay.
And you put that
yeah.
site up.
I'm sorry?
Huh?
Can you type that, what he just said, that site up that he just said?
Yes, I wrote
Forbes.
It down.
Yeah, Forbes.
Thank you.
Forbes International.
Yeah. Now, Brother Biko, would you be willing to put Humanity Healing on our outreach list?
Oh, well, certainly. I would definitely love to do that. Also, we're going to add Humanity Healing to the What Our People Are Doing database at the Collective Black People Movement website. And I'm going to submit a request for a voice and recommendation in support of the efforts of Humanity Healing from Functional Unity, the 10-10-50 Unity Council, which is a community elected body of leadership that speaks in support of the positive works that are going on in our community, and then they give recommendations of how we can support that effort. And so I definitely can do that, and also even begin to arrange some radio interviews out there in the D.C. area for Humanity Healing with Harambe Radio in particular, that is based out of D.C., just so we can get the word out there to more and more of our people. And whatever other ways you need, I certainly can even commit to a $10 donation myself. And I really would love to see Humanity Healing tap into the plan of 10-10-50, because it's mm-hmm. a plan to help empower our organizations and institutions mm-hmm. and our businesses on a monthly basis. And
yeah,
so I would
if you use that structure, if you, mm-hmm. It's a really good structure. So if, basically when you you know, support the 10-10-50 structure, and if,
yeah.
you know, constituents are buying into it, then the work, you know, 10 hours, it's even 10 hours of community service, so work
right.
and volunteering, mm-hmm. and part of the $50 they're spending a month with the Black business can be, you know, humanity healing can be part of that. So,
oh,
it,
wow, that's
you amazing. Know, just use the tools.
Yeah, because basically what we do is we're like an umbrella. So it's like, you know, we work with all kinds of different, you know, organizations. And we get my inbox is so, like, overwhelming. Like, it's like I'm so overwhelmed because it's like I want to help everybody. And I'm like, okay, I need to hire just a staff, just my own staff, just to be like, okay, can you help me with this, you know, help me with that? Because it's just oh so overwhelming. Like, my mentor, his name is David Sams, and he found Oprah. So he put her out on, you know, first television show and everything like that. So he just started his own community, which is great. I would love to give it to you all to or send out an invite. I don't have it off the top of my head. But he has a television show out of L.A. that he just created as for nonprofit for anybody, you know, because he says it's like, I think he says over 10 million, I think, organizations that's out here, and they don't get the same publicity as like Red Cross, Salvation Armies, and things like that.
Yeah.
So he created a television show, so
mm-hmm.
and a Ning website as well for it. So he has Bono, he has all kinds of people. So he's just trying to get all these organizations on here and just have them just go crazy network, and he just bring everybody from, you know, who he's met through the 30-something, 40-something years he's been in the industry.
Wow, that's huge.
Okay, well, that's great. I have to reach out because I work with a lot of nonprofits, and
mm-hmm.
we also have featured institutions as well as artists. And
wow.
one of our featured institutions is the House of Umoja, who's
mm-hmm.
celebrating 40 years, and we're moving on our Think Green Peace campaign.
Wow.
So that's House of Umoja, umoja.org. You can check it out. Queen Mother Falaka Fatah, they are in need of desperate funding because they're also a residential home for boys, and the 15 beds have been cut to like 11, a contract with the city,
mm.
and then another school contract had been cut. So just, you know, they're just needing funding just to stay up,
right.
you know, on a regular. Plus they're working because Queen Mother will be 77 December 28th,
wow.
and that's when they're
wow.
celebrating their 45th anniversary on her birthday, which is during Kwanzaa. That's a big, you know, celebration for the House of Umoja. And but they have what Reagan termed as, they've been recognized by three presidents. Reagan termed it as the first inner city boys town. What made them, their claim to fame was they literally ended the gang warfare in the city of Philadelphia back in the 70s.
Mm.
They actually, and it started because the House of Umoja was a communications vehicle that came out of the Black Power Conference
uh-huh.
that was held in Philadelphia in 1968. At that time, Queen Mother was called Frankie Davenport, and she was selected by the members of the conference to head up to develop a communications vehicle, you know, that focused on the Black story and news and things. So she had called it the House of Umoja, and she would do the research on one end, and her husband at that time, which David Fatah, he would go out by way of the streets. He would do research from the streets.
Uh-huh.
And bring it in. Well, they found out, you know, the readers was asking why is gang warfare so bad in Philadelphia. So they were researching a gang problem, find out that six sons was in a gang. And she sought help in different things, tried to find programs, and she couldn't find anything. And, you know, a lot of these programs were getting funding that really wasn't doing anything. And so she turned around and asked her husband, could she move the gang into their home? And that started the House of Umoja as a residential home for boys. And it's been 40 years. So how they got into ending the gang warfare was because when they brought the guys in, this gang was from South Philly. They were in West Philly. So they had to negotiate safe passage just for the boys. They told them, they promised that they would keep them safe. So they had to go in the street and negotiate safe passage so they can go to and from school and home.
Wow.
And, you know, in that negotiation and reaching out and different things, they just really got involved in it. And so it took them a year, and they went into the prisons and tried to talk to people in the prisons and get them to talk to the gang leaders. And they did the No Gang War campaign in 74, and out of that became the first gang summit held in Philadelphia. They had the Bloods, the Crips, and everything. And they formed what was called the Imani Pact. And it was a pledge that they would not engage in gang warfare. And they got one gang leader to sign it. And once he signed it, he took it back to his gang. And once they did it, then other gangs did it.
Oh,
and
wow.
The only reason why gang warfare stopped in the city of Philadelphia didn't have to do with the National Guards they brought in. It didn't have to do nothing with that crazy Mayor Rizzo who was killing everybody up. It had to do with them making a decision not to fight. And because they did it and kept their word, they virtually ended the gang warfare in the city of Philadelphia. So,
wow, that's deep.
And that's the power of young people. And,
yep.
Like, right now, it's their fathers and their children are now having to emerge into a new gang culture that's coming up. So now when you go to House of Moses, you'll see the Imani Pledge, and we're asking young people, and if you could go to your Kari, go to houseofmoses.org, sign a pledge, and ask some of your friends to start signing it. But that pledge is saying that they won't engage in acts of violence in school or outside of school.
Mm.
And, you know, the whole thing, don't start none, won't be none.
Yeah, that reminds me of our petition we have. We have a petition for peace. Like, our goal is to have 100,000 signatures. We're at 1,000-something right now, but, you know, people sign and we, like, you know, just, you know, vow that I'm going to show, you know, my neighbor compassion and, you know, and like that. It was just it's not as pushed as it should be because I'm basically not pushing it, but it was somebody else's project, one of our ambassadors, because we have a staff of, like, 35 people. So, you know, I guess they didn't do it. But, yeah, it just reminded me of our peace petition that
yeah.
we have.
Well, we are asking people to adopt the Imani Pledge. That, you know, it can really make a difference because
mm-hmm.
it empowers the youth. And it's based off, it says, based on so many years ago in the city of Philadelphia, what the youth of Philadelphia did. So we let
right.
the young people know they did this. And
yeah.
if they did it and they pledged that they want to be a proud and successful people too, they want to,
right.
and then they say, you know, if they did it, then we too can do the same.
Is there an embedded code for that petition by any chance? I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off. Is there an embedded code or something?
No, but I can send you the PDF, and it's online where they can,
okay.
you know, follow the link. And
can
they can sign
the
it, and it's House
yes,
of Umoja,
mm-hmm.
UMOJA.org. And when
okay.
you go there, you'll see the Imani Pledge, and you can click on it to sign it. And it takes you to a site where they can read it, sign it, and then their signature. And we are working, while we're trying to finish building a boys' town, that's another
mm-hmm.
interesting thing. It is built just like the ancient African city of Janae.
Oh, wow.
And that was over in Mali, West Africa, and it was our theme is from West Africa to West Philadelphia. And the leader, it was one time considered the most beautiful city in the world, and it was a university city. And the leader wish at that time was that anyone who came to Janae would leave better than they came.
Mm.
And so they're actually replicating the architecture and everything. And
do they have, wow.
My son is going to the site right now. Do they have anything for, like, some of the girl gangs, or is it mostly for the...
It's yeah. focused, most of their work and thing has been focused around males.
Males, because they're the least.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that, now there's the House of Moses in Portland, Oregon. They deal with males and females.
Okay.
And in Portland, but she has six sons. This was, you know, their area of expertise,
uh-huh.
and this is where they gathered a lot of information was around the males. Now, and community events are always for both, but just as far as the residential home, that's just for males. The
okay.
residential home is for males, but anything else they do is for, you know, boys and girls. and they do work in the schools with an emergency response team and different things. They're always the go-to entity when things get really bad. And because we've, like, proven success, because we, if something's happening in school, that means it's happening in a community.
Mm-hmm.
If Sally and Joe or Sally and Mary are having a fight in school, chances are something done happened around the way, and it's manifesting in school. So, you know, they work at getting street intelligence to find out what's going on, and a lot of the workers are from the same community, and they, so-and-so, y'all, you know what, I saw them talking around here or this and that, and they'll go out to their homes and everything, and a lot of time the mediations have to happen with the parents, because a lot of times the parents are fighting and the kids are just taking on that same feud. But so they're still doing mediations and things and all like that. So they're just working to secure the legacy, to build the Fatah Institute of Peace, because a lot of almost a lot of people in the social service, you know, interview, come by, you know, study them. If you go to the site, there have been well over 40 more books that have written up on the work that they've done. There have been books written on Queen Mother and different things, and, you know, the principles. So that they use, you know, and again, that's the whole family concept, because there, everybody calls Queen Mother Mom, and everybody calls Dave Pop. So it's more like
well,
that
like
family type.
Well, like, if you could send me the PDF, that would be great, because the reason why I was asking is because I can, like, anything dealing with, you know, any nonprofit, as same as you, Stephen, you know, I can easily put that on our sites and our different networks, because in our network is, like, really, really loyal people, so it's, like, anything that I post, anything, like, if we have to, like, the petition, I mean, they'll just come in droves, I mean, and they'll just support it, you know, they're just really... Wow, it's, I'm not even going to lie. We have some great, great spiritual people that all just wants to do positive and promote peace, and that's all they do. Like, they live and breathe that.
Well,
and it's
amazing. Well, that's really great. And
yeah.
So we got to connect with the Think Green Peace campaign. We're actually renovating vacant lots and into peace gardens. And
oh,
it started off because we started with this collard green festival. We kicked it off in July this year. First time on the East Coast, but they do it all the time over on the West Coast. So,
wow.
Yeah, they've been doing it 10 years on the West Coast, but this is the first time we've ever done it over here on the East Coast. And so we, you know, grew the collard greens and all. So it this year is also the 50th anniversary of the peace symbol.
Mm-hmm.
It is in September is the anniversary for the city of Janae, and it's also the 40th anniversary for the House of Umoja. So when we had the Collard Greens Festival, we did what I termed, you know, my marketing is my thing, just bury your beef ritual. And in the middle, they actually created a flower bed in the shape of a peace symbol. And in the middle, before they put the middle flowers, on biodegradable napkins, everybody wrote down their beefs.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
and any issues
I,
they
I'm sorry.
Have.
I called in as host, and the phone is just going to drop. I'm sorry. It's going to drop.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, but I had to call in as host.
Okay.
We try not to do it like that, and I wanted to go out with Kari's poem, but yeah, it's going to cut everybody off.
All righty, Kari. Come on, real quick.
It's called Hopeless. I am me and she is she. He can never see what she, which is me, is feeling. It's useless, pointless, and pessimistic. From the peach to the sea, I am hopelessly broken, brittle, and crushed. Deep down inside, I feel no right because I am hopeless. I laugh with no enthusiasm because my love is gone. Agony because I visually see his dark shadow face and my teardrops as it slowly falls to the floor. Drip, drop. Crushed, depressed, incurable, infectual, irredeemable, suck, useless, vain. I am in pain because I am usually fighting for something that will never see the light of day, and I am hopeless.
Wow.
Bye, Kari Porter.
Wow.
All right.
Okay,
Kari.
That was good. Wow. Woo.
Yeah.
You guys, that was so awesome you let her do that. You guys are so awesome. Don't have me crying over here. I'm
telling you, okay, I'm fighting back my tears, too.
I'm fighting a back
pain. Jackson on us, huh?